When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Ivana Stradner, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, is publishing most recently at The Telegraph, that's the London Telegraph. The headline tells the story. Putin's psychological warfare against the West has reached another terrifying level. Subhead, London and Washington should call the Russian president's bluff and increase pressure on the Kremlin. Writes Ms. Stradner, I welcome Ivana now and recapping the backstory here. Over these last days, there have been unexplained but likely presumptively Russian-launched drones appearing at odd places across the European map. Denmark, for example, and most recently the Copenhagen, the Munich airport. We also have reason to believe that these will continue. The alarm bells set off in the European Union, so much so that Mr. Starmer of NATO, Mr. Rutte of NATO, and then the major powers of the European Union, including Finland, gathered in Copenhagen at an emergency meeting called by the Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, who heretofore has been very clear, pointing fingers at Russia for interfering in European affairs. This all is a positive. However, what is to be done? And why is Moscow launching drones to harass the leaders of the European Union? Ivana, a very good evening to you. There's more to say about the shenanigans of the Kremlin, but the drones are a vivid example. Is this war-making? Is this standard Soviet doctrine that Putin is remembering from his childhood? Why is he doing this? Good evening to you.
Good evening. You're absolutely right. Putin is dangerously escalating his hybrid war against the West. But before we discuss in detail why Russia has been using drones recently, we have to understand that Vladimir Putin has been dreaming of dismantling NATO and discrediting Article 5 of the Alliance Founding Treaty. And the reason why he has been doing that, there are two particular reasons. Number one, Putin wants to show that there is a new change in the global order, something what he, along with his ally China, call a multipolar world. And the second thing is now, when the West is negotiating on Ukraine and United States is changing its trajectory, Putin is trying to challenge NATO and to make sure that NATO is not going to respond. And while everyone is focusing, you know, 2025, we have to go back because following its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, Russian intelligence has been conducting hybrid war operations against the West with extraordinary brazenness. So, for example, they have plotted sabotage against European military installations, defense companies, American military bases and personnel in Europe. Let's not forget that Russians have planted explosives on cargo planes in Germany, believing to be a test run for a plot to sabotage aircraft for the United States and Canada. Moscow even sought to kill the head of German arms manufacturer. So these are just a few examples that can paint a big picture how Russia is operating. Putin doesn't have to send tanks and jets to any of the Western capitals. All he really has to do is to send drones and to show that NATO is not going to respond. What you just mentioned in terms of NATO's response were mostly words, but yes, it is true that jets were put out there to counter drones. But imagine how much money we are spending using jets, you know, and other military equipment to go after cheap drones. That's also one of the tactics that Putin has been using to make sure that we spend time, energy, and resources defending ourselves. And it's a very problematic thing because make no mistake, Putin is not going to stop. The real question is whether Article 5 pertains to hybrid war. And given that you have countries even within NATO, such as, for example, Hungary, that are very much peddling and promoting Russian narratives, I don't know if there is a unity right now in NATO to go after Russian hybrid war, but we have to really do something about that. Number one thing is what we need to do is we need to start declassifying any intelligence regarding the Russian intentions behind the drone attacks, as well as intelligence about other Kremlin plots, and basically to call them in advance. We should also work with our allies to expel Russian intelligence operatives to basically make sure, you know, that to speak in one voice that Putin is not going to be able to counter the West. And I'm going to say something a little bit controversial for many people in the West. Yes, you mentioned that Putin was a KGB operative, but he was also a second-rate KGB operative. Mm-hmm. He was not the best of the best. And he also has his own limits. And we are talking about Putin against the West. So we really have to stop putting Putin on a pedestal that he's someone, you know, out there, that he's this tall, that we are that tall, because we do have means to put Putin on the defensive. And my last point to that is Putin is going to continue to escalate no matter what we do. He is going to continue threatening with nukes. He is going to continue attacking Ukraine. When it comes to nukes, this is a typical Russian propaganda and Russian military doctrine when it comes to nukes work very differently from the way that we understand. So President Trump did exactly the right thing when Medvedev, when he threatened with nukes to talk about moving American submarines. That was really a step in the right direction to remove that from negotiation table that Russia has been using to challenge the West.
A new book illustrates what your point is, Ivana. We should put the saber rattling of nuclear weapons together with the drones. It's one great big picture. Why? Where does it come from? The Vietnam War, when the Soviets were in the Kremlin, no difference whatsoever. We just called them Soviets and not Russians. Kosygin was a leader in the Kremlin at the time. And Kosygin offered to broker conversations between Hanoi and Washington secretly via Paris. It was never taken up, but he did offer that. At the same time, again and again, in the councils in Washington, in the White House, in the Defense Department, Mr. McNamara and Mr. Johnson were often reminded, do not bomb too close to the Chinese border. Do not bomb too close to the anywhere close to trigger a Russian response. Do not start World War III. They brought it up all the time when dealing with the Vietnam War. Moscow knows that. Moscow's using the same tactics again. And Ivana, it's amazing to me, having read it in this new book, it's exactly what happened then. Two-faced Kremlin, we can help you, we can find a way out of this, and also we'll use nuclear weapons. And it works in the same fashion 60 years later. Are you amazed also?
Absolutely. This is unbelievable. But it's also unbelievable because Putin understands Western thinking. He understands how to make certain leaders get scared, and by talking about Armageddon scenario related to World War III. But the West, unfortunately, many leaders in the West do not understand how Putin thinks. And he only understands the language of power. No matter what we do, we are not going to change his calculus with words. He is going to continue to escalate. It's like a kid having a temper tantrum. And having said that, we should absolutely abandon that not to fall for Putin's fake threats. Instead, we should continue to deliver all the weapons that Ukraine needs, as well as sanctions, because that's the only language that Putin understands. And after all, as I mentioned, we are the United States of America. We are talking about our economy, our military might. It's Russia can absolutely not match that, and there is no reason to fear Russia when it comes to saber rattling.
He's using Soviet psychology. Is that something that you read about? People understand that if they go back to those handbooks from the 1960s? Do they do that, or is it just you, Ivana?
I don't know, you know, whether policymakers are reading those books, but they should. And that arrogance, thinking that everyone thinks like Washington and Brussels, has led us where we are. Actually, there is an old Soviet technique. It's called the reflexive control. Basically, that claims that you feed your opponent with information that he or she believes it would benefit him or her, but actually it benefits you. It's like the cornerstone of Russian deception. And we need to understand that part to understand how to counter Russia. I even read some old Russian books about military books about American culture and American way of thinking and American ethical system. And it seems to me, even back then when they were making mathematical models when it comes to nuclear deterrence, they actually would include American ethical system in that, understanding what makes American leaders tick. And we have to counter Russia, we have to think like Putin. We have to understand his psychology, his logic, Russian military culture, Russian military ethics. And the most beautiful thing I have to tell you, there are numerous military journals that openly discuss those things. There are military journals that openly discuss, you know, how nuclear weapons are used as a cognitive weapon. So everything is out there because one part of the Russian military culture is they cannot control their emotions. They say a lot of things. It's out there. You just need to know where to find information.
Let's go to the example of Moldova in these last days, because the Kremlin tried. It failed this time, but it'll be back. I'm speaking with Ivana Stradner, a research fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing in The Telegraph and now writing in Foreign Affairs. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.